Dear friends, this Sunday's gospel is a parable filled with great wisdom. Through this parable, Jesus makes clear that in receiving God's gifts, we also accept some responsibility. Indeed, God expects us to use our talents, skills, and material blessings in ways that give honor to the one who is the source of all these gifts. Essentially, God bestows us with many gifts, and we in turn use these gifts to give him glory. In the very next verses in St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus teaches us that the best way in which we please and honor God is by helping our fellow human beings who are suffering in some way. When we use our gifts in ways that please and honor God, he blesses us even more and thus provides us with even greater opportunities and responsibilities to care for others who are in need. In my experience, it is impossible to outdo the generosity of God. The world offers us many opportunities to experience intense pleasures that in the end leave us empty and craving for more. When we honor God by caring for others, we experience a deep and enduring joy, and we help make the world a better place. At the conclusion of the Mass each week, we are sent on mission to proclaim the gospel, the good news, to others, not so much by what we say in words, but more by what we communicate with our actions. Jesus commissioned his disciples to go and make disciples. In other words, they were to announce the joy of the gospel revealed to them by God through his Son, Jesus Christ. We might be tempted to think that the mission to make disciples only applied to the apostles and the early church. We should be edified and encouraged by the example of those early disciples who succeeded in a relatively short time to transform an unbelieving world with the truth and the beauty of the gospel. They did this at a time when there were no automobiles or airplanes and none of the tools for mass communication that are available to us today. Those first disciples spread the gospel of Jesus through personal relationships and face-to-face interactions. They did this without advertising campaigns and modern techniques for marketing and branding. They did it by sharing the incredible story of the dying and rising of Jesus Christ. They convinced the world of their time by witnessing to the joy that the risen Jesus had brought to their lives. Statistically, Christianity is the largest religious group in the world, numbering about 2.3 billion. Almost half, approximately 1 billion of all Christians are Catholics. This is the first fruit of the zeal and passion with which our spiritual ancestors lived their Catholic faith. Our culture and society appear to be changing at a dramatic pace in our nation today. The fastest growing demographic pertaining to religious affiliation is the so-called nones, N-O-N-E-S, those who do not identify as part of any organized religion. Even in Northeast Kansas and our cities and towns, there are an increasing number of individuals who do not know Jesus Christ. Many of our neighbors and co-workers, members of our families and our friends may know something about the historical figure of Jesus, but they do not know him as both friend and savior. In recent years, the opinion of many Americans on how to experience authentic happiness and find true joy has changed. The shared belief of previous generations that the purpose and meaning of life was striving to do God's will by loving your family and friends, by helping those in need, and by striving to live a virtuous life has been replaced for many with a combination of self-centered goals that include a combination of career advancement, the acquisition of more and more material things, and the enjoyment of creature comforts. Though Americans enjoy the highest standard of living of any society in the history of the world and have almost an unlimited amount of entertainment options at our fingertips, we have record numbers of people struggling with depression, boredom, and loneliness. As Catholics, we have a duty to show by our example the true path to abundant life in this world and everlasting happiness in the world to come. Each of us who have this pearl of great price, the gift of friendship with Jesus and fellowship in his church, have a responsibility to share this gift with others. We dare not bury our gift and keep it to ourselves. We do not have to be an expert in the scriptures or have the Catechism of the Catholic Church memorized to have a meaningful conversation with someone else about the gift of our Catholic faith and the reason for our hope in Jesus. Every member of the church is called to do our best to share with others the joy of the gospel. If you had vital information that could save the life of another person, would you hesitate to communicate this life-saving info? If you have played a role in saving the physical life of another person, you appreciate firsthand the incredible joy that comes from having the privilege of making such a difference in another human being's life. We have vital information that many people desperately need, not just to buy a few more years in this world, but to enjoy everlasting life with Jesus and his saints. Evangelization is simply sharing with others the love revealed by God when he took on our human flesh and gave his life for us on Calvary. God so loved us that he gave us the inspired books of the Bible, which some have cleverly dubbed to be an acronym for basic instruction before leaving earth. Jesus founded the church upon Peter and the other apostles and promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. It remains after 2,000 years because of the presence of the Holy Spirit and the heroism of the saints who have gone before us. It is both our privilege and responsibility to continue today the mission of the church to bring Jesus to others and bring others to Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening, and God bless.